You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
There's probably been no better time to revisit the longitudinal study that's been going on for a number of years now, monitoring school leaders, principals and deputy assistant principals' health and well-being annually. This has been done by the ACU over a number of years, and you've probably heard it reported on this program and elsewhere over the years. Well, the figures are there again. As our parents at home have to deal with educating their kids at home, more than 84% of school leaders reported being subjected to offensive behaviour in the last year, and more than 42% were exposed to physical violence. Philip Riley is a professor of education leadership at Deakin University, and he helped lead this ninth annual survey. Philip, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm wondering if at a time when we're educating at home and we're realising just how hard the job is, if learning these figures, well, if that might land a little differently this time with us.
I'm hoping that it will. I think COVID has probably made a lot of people reset what they think is important, and I think there's a new respect for teachers that's grown out of the current education arrangement. So I'm hoping that it really could be a moment of reset, because clearly we cannot keep going on the way we have been.
More than 84% of school leaders, as I said, reporting being subjected to an offensive behaviour over the last year. What does that mean? What defines an offensive behaviour?
We've got a number of offensive behaviours, everything from sexual harassment to gossip, slander, and then the big ones, threats of violence, bullying, and actual physical violence, and they've gone up steadily over the life of the survey.
Does it depend on what kind of school we're speaking about, state or independent, or where the school might be?
No, it's everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yep.
The experience is generalised across the country?
Yes. The state borders really almost disappear. It's very similar in most places.
And it all comes from parents?
Parents and students.
How much of it is from students?
Well, a lot of the violence in secondary schools is from students rather than parents, whereas it's probably a little bit more towards parents in primary schools. I'm overgeneralising a bit, but that's generally what's going on.
And the figure that we're reporting this year, so the more than 42% being exposed to physical violence, is that up or down compared to last year?
That's up. I mean, in terms of how that stacks up against the general population, when we started in 2011, it was 27%, and that was seven times the population rate. It's now, as you say, 42%, which is about 11 times the population rate. So we've had this incredible, you know, order of magnitude increase over the life of the survey so far.
And just very quickly, how do you fix it?
That's a very good question. I think it's a whole of society problem. It's not just in schools. You know, domestic violence is out of control. We're seeing lots of frontline services and seeing the same increases. Yeah. The federal government has probably been a bit overlooked in all of the things that's going on with COVID and bushfires, but the federal government's starting a task force this year to address it nationally, which is a very good first start.
Well, that's one way to start it off, but I know many people will feel dismayed hearing these figures all over again. Philip Riley, good to hear from you. Thanks so much.